listening to Drive Time with Sarah Gorrell through until 7 o'clock. All the day's top stories for Sussex. Well, councillors have adjourned a licensing meeting about whether to allow the car booking app Uber to operate in Brighton without reaching a decision. Well, our political reporter Ben Vice was at the meeting and joins me now. So, Ben, first of all, what is Uber?
Uber is a smartphone app which links drivers to passengers. And by the efficiency of the technology they've invented, Uber taxis usually work out more cheap than black cabs and even other private hire firms. Many Uber drivers are therefore quite happy they made the switch. Now, I took a ride with one in London over the weekend and asked him what was so great about his new job.
Absolutely amazing. I used to work for a different cab firm, and because they've got the dispatch system and always got the favorite driver, and you have to give them a favor, do the favor, and then return a favor. But with the Uber, it's absolutely brilliant. There is no one involved and cash free, and you're not carrying any cash, no stress, nothing.
So, Ben, what has to happen for them to start operating in Brighton?
Well, the licensing panel has to grant them a license. And the licensing panel has to decide whether Uber is a fit and proper operator. And the panel deciding is Tory Councillor Dee Simpson, Green Councillor Lizzie Dean, and Labour, the chair of the panel, Mo Marsh. And just to be clear, Sarah,
it is worth saying that we as a panel will be making the decision. Only we three make the decision.
That's Sarah.
Yes, she's very forthright about that. Why has it proved so controversial?
Well, here in Brighton it's proved controversial because in Brighton, private hire operators have to abide by much more stringent standards than elsewhere in the country, particularly on provision for people with disabilities. There's something called the Blue Book, which is their kind of guide of standards. Now, there has been concern that Uber wouldn't be able to guarantee meeting all of those standards, and John Streeter of the rival firm Streamline had this to say at the meeting.
We've got no objection whatsoever to Uber. We welcome competition, but it must be on an level playing field. It must be, they must be able to book any vehicle with any disability with them, the same as they do with Streamline, with City Cabs, and with RadioCab.
There was also some confusion as to how data protection laws work for a company which takes your credit card details from your phone in order to book a car in Brighton and then stores that data in Holland. For Conservative Councillor Mary Mears, who was at the meeting, it was all a bit up in the air.
It's an app up in the cloud somewhere, and information goes up in the cloud somewhere and is stored in the clouds.
Sort of. And Councillor Marsh, the chair, was somewhat disgruntled when she realised that her failure to embrace the smartphone revolution meant she'd be left without a ride.
I personally don't have a smartphone. I like to pay in cash because I'm very old-fashioned. I've got my phone. I can walk to ranks and things. How would I get a ride with Uber if I could at all? Am I actually excluded? I'm not actually disabled. We'll come to that in a minute, but I'm non-techie. Can I?
The Uber app booking service works on a smartphone, so without a smartphone app, you can't get a ride.
I can't get a ride, so I am immediately discriminated against as a person who is non-techie.
Sounds like quite some debate going on there, Ben. What did Uber have to say for themselves?
Well, it was indeed, Sarah. Now, on the point about wheelchair access, the company's general manager, Max Lines, said that Uber would sign up to all the standards of the Brighton Blue Book that other taxi firms in the city have to abide by.
And adherence with all the Blue Book requirements is something we will absolutely do 100%.
While Uber's Andrew Byrne promised the firm would be good for Brighton's economy.
It creates a system that stimulates customer demand to such an extent that we can create more jobs, or more economic opportunities rather, for individuals who live in Brighton and Hove.
But having spent all meeting telling councillors that they have what they called best-in-class safety features, such as having a photo of your driver before they show up, being able to allow friends and relatives to track your journey on the computer, and vetting all of their drivers using criminal records checks, there was an embarrassing admission towards the end, because Green Councillor Dean asked, OK, best-in-class safety features, best-in-class according to whom?
I'm afraid it's non-accreditation, that's just what we call our own safety features.
On that basis, Sarah, my journalism is best in class, says me. Ultimately, though, the meeting dragged on far too long for a decision to be reached today. Councillors have said that a decision will be reached by the end of the working week.
Thank you very much indeed for that, Ben. And still to come in this afternoon's Drive Time, we catch up with the